Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon is the founder of the Filipino-Australian Multicultural Entertainers, si Mr. Edmundo Espinosa.
Hi.
Magandang gabi po sa inyo.
Salamat, Ethel, sa pagpapaunlak ninyo ng interview sa amin.
So, paano kayo nagsimula ang Filipino-Australian Multicultural Entertainers?
Well, thank you, Ethel. Now, nagsimula kami sa pasayaw-sayaw, sa sumba-sumba like that. And then later on, we come up with form a group, and we said, why we continue to uphold our culture. So that's the thing we inspire and ignites us. Oh yeah, we have every tribes, every Filipino in the Philippines, we have our own cultures. So we bring the culture in Western Australia or in Australia like that. So we started on Mascara. We came from Bacolod City, Negros Occidental, from the city of Smile. So we bring Mascara Festival here in Australia. And then later on, we dance different ethnic dance and then more on cultural dances. Mm-hmm. But we forgot already the Zumba where we started. Yeah, but that's good. That's all right. Still, that is our foundation.
So saan kayo kumukuha ng inspiration para sa mga dance routine ninyo besides Zumba?
We are also watching some of the performances in the Philippines, cultural dances, even in YouTube. We observe how the steps are being done, and then we formulate our own choreography. My missus, my wife, is the one who do the choreo. So,
wow.
But the music is from Philippines. So all our dances is from all the Philippines, and we just put our choreo where we are. Having our dance routine and inspired us, especially the young people also that inspired that later on we will be going to transform and transmit to them the culture of the Philippines, especially here in Western Australia.
Yes, kasi maraming tao dito na Filipino.
Correct,
na
marami.
Ngayon, especially yung mga second or third generation,
yes,
Filipino bata.
Yeah.
Yung anong mga specific na Filipino culture dance ang lagi ninyong sinasayaw at bakit ito ang napipili nyo?
Number one, nag-start kami talaga sa mascara dancing, that is street dance in Negros Occidental, especially in the Bacolod City, where we born. So, we started smiling, keep our always smile like that, and then we dance mascara. Mm-hmm. We start in the birthday party, and then we go to the city, every now and then going now in the different region here in Western Australia. So that's
okay.
Besides from the mascara festival dancing, we do also modern ethnic dancing. We do tinikling, folk dancing. We do also dance of the what we call singkil. So with lots of Filipino culture dance, we also perform.
Sa inyong palagay, ano yung impact ng inyong ginagawa para sa makilala at maunawaan ang Filipino culture sa Australia?
Wow, number one, connectivity. We're trying to connect Philippines to Australia, throwing our culture. So Australia is a rich culture, and Philippines also is a rich culture. But not all Australians went to the Philippines to see our culture. That's why we came here in Australia, we're the one who bring Philippines to promote our tourism. At the same time, Australian tourism, when we're going back to the Philippines, so vice versa. So, helping each other. So,
you know, when you hear Filipinos, yung mga pagkain natin,
correct,
yung, you know, or nurses,
yeah,
or, you know, the hospitality ng Filipino,
yeah,
but the dance is actually really great.
Exactly, it communicates. It's about the language, you know, through our costumes, through the message of the song, the lyrics, at the same time, the action that we did. So it's transpired the, what we call that, it transmit the Filipino culture,
yes,
culture here in Australia.
Yeah.
That's number one we are trying to persuade all the Australian to, not everybody, but... later on, because we are just only started last year, 2022.
That was, I mean, your costume, it's beautiful.
From Philippines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, so saan niyo po nakukuha yung ano, inspiration niyo para sa that colorful, beautiful costume from, you know, yung sa head mask to like your feathers.
Yeah, from Mascara Festival's costume. So we are just copying what is in there and bringing here in Australia. So that's why if you have a look, the Mascara Festivals, they're very bungacious.
Yes.
Now we are bringing here and then we're promoting Philippines. Especially the Bacolod City festivals like that here in Western Australia and all over Australia. That's the reason why we're always bringing our flag. So where we're going everywhere. So para maunawaan nila at makilala nila, ayon mga Pilipino.
Yes.
So through that, naunawaan nila, yan ang mga Pilipino, iba talaga ang Pinoy.
Yeah.
We are just looking forward that Filipino community here in Australia will support us also.
Yes, of course.
Because we are only volunteers. So we have no funding for this one.
Right.
We are just raising through our individual pocket. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It is a pagpapa-unlock ninyo na interview.
Okay, thank
you. Have a good day.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.